Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was pro-based. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff for law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. But pressure bust pipes, I know I spat at y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Taro. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coolio.
It's the streets is talking sports talk show with his twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie, Styles of God, T Row, the engineer who make it all go, OG the Buck, ICE. We in the building, baby.
New time
Wednesday.
New
time. New
location. New sandbox. New street. Yeah. Let's go.
Styles the guy. How you feeling? Let's go. Wild Out Wednesday. Man, I'm ready to wild out, baby. I'm ready to wild out. I got the big screen on the game. I'm live on the internet. Let's get it. T-Rizzy, what the deal, baby?
You know your boy is still upset from the series. They cheated my boy. We need to get a dog. And I'm going to tell you, Mark Cuban, if you listening, you better go get a dog, you sorry mother, man. Listen, we ain't got no dogs, man. They already took poor, Mr. Poor Zingas. You know, I guess that's why his first name started with P-O-R, because he's soft as a bag. And, man, I can't say what I want to say, but, yeah, hey, it is what it is. So, yeah. Hey, everybody, how y'all doing today? We got some big news coming y'all way.
Steve Rizzy.
Man. Man, but let's get to it, fellas. As we would say, DBOG the Buck, let's go. But let's start, man, with my man Jacob Blake and the shooting that happened last week up in Kennesaw, Wisconsin. And it was urged by the Wisconsin governor and mayor of Kennesaw and from Milwaukee to not come. But, you know, 45 made his way down to Wisconsin, you know, after they asked him not to come the other day. But when he was asked about 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who is a suspect who allegedly shot three protesters and killed two, that it was in self-defense, it looked like. So I'm just going to ask you guys, I'm going to start with you first, T-Row. What do you think about Donald Trump, 45, saying that it was, you know, it looked like self-defense for old Kyle Rittenhouse and how the police, and he had a rifle, let him walk right past him. Told him to go ahead. And then when they arrested him, gave him some Aquafina water. Are you kidding me? So I'm just going to ask you, Ro, what do you think about that, man, before we hop into the sports, man?
That's the difference between white and black. If anybody wants to know, that's just how simple it is. If that would have been a black guy running down the street with that type of rifle, would have been gunned down. And if that black person would have shot two people, definitely would have been gunned down. Everybody knows it. It ain't like I'm lying or telling you a secret. Truth. They get to do Aquafina water to chill out. Man, here, sit right here. We know it was in self-defense. Self-defense? We're trying to do a calm and peaceful protest. But this dude running through the streets with this rifle. Are you kidding me? I really don't understand. I really want to do a whole bunch of cursing because cursing really does my body good at times. But since we're on a family show, we're doing what we do, and I love the Dream Team, I ain't going to disrespect nobody like that. I'm just, man, it's a whole nother level we could take it to. But because we don't have that much time, I ain't going to take everybody's time. I'm just going to say if you think that it would have been something different, if that would have been a colored guy, I don't know what you've been looking at for the last 20, 30, 40 years.
Styles, the guy, you're the youngest member of the team. I just want to ask you, what do you think about the situation in Kennesaw, Wisconsin, with Kyle Rittenhouse and what 45 said during his press conference before he went to Wisconsin to speak about the violence and the protesting and racial injustice and peace?
Man, I mean, you know, I can't agree with T-Row anymore. You know, as much as we don't like to agree with each other, you know, I agree with him, man. You know, and it's not much more I can say about it, except for, you know, man, we going backwards in time? That's the only thing I'm starting to. I think I'm seeing us going backwards in time, man. This racial thing, man, is really getting out of hand, man. And we really got to put a pause on it as fast as possible, man. The Black Lives Matter is doing what it can. All the people that's protesting, they're doing what they can, but that's not enough, man. It's getting worse and worse. So we gotta take hold of the situation a lot faster than what we are. That's what I will say. That's all.
OG the Buck, we went from the old, from the youngest to the oldest. I just want to ask you, what do you feel about that whole situation that went down with Kyle Rittenhouse?
Oh man, seeing that I'm the oldest, maybe I can relate to it a little more because I got a little more experience on this earth. I mean, only because you led me in with that being older. Saying that, man, and Style said it, we're going back in time. My colleague T-Row, he said it. He uses, we go back 20, 30 years. But Dream Team, I want y'all to understand this, man. This goes back to the 1800s. This goes back to the slave mentality days when the white men rode around on the horses with the shotguns. I mean, completely running this whole city, the whole state. When we finally get, when they finally abolish slavery and we finally able to see something a little bit, they give us a little something and then they take it back. You see what I'm saying? They keeping us at bay. You see, it's deeper than that. So now the white man, he running the whole country. We talking about Donald Trump. We talking about the white folks. I'm on it. So now check this out, T-Ro. It's we back to this shit being a white police state. You understand what I'm saying? When the white folks can walk around with you guys gotta understand this. That's what they do. The white folks walk around with AR-15s and all 223 all day long over their shoulder, man. Because that's the world that they provided for themselves. You understand what I'm saying to you? It is legal. Yeah. It is legal for you to walk around with your AK as long as you got that permit for it. You understand what I'm saying?
You can carry that bad boy.
You see what I'm saying though? You can carry it, but you got to conceal it. But in certain states, they walking up to protest and rallies right now that Trump holding. And they got them same pistols on their shoulder out there. My whole take, man, and I ain't going to hold it up, is you guys got to understand, that don't come no surprise to me. But like we all said, let a black person do it. Even though it is law, it's going to be handled way different. That goes for everything under the sun. Whether it's a stop in the car, whether it's a racial profiling, because this is the white. Let me tell y'all something. I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna be done with my take. It is driven. It is instilled in these white folks. I don't care if Barack Obama being the president. Thank God. I mean, that didn't stop nothing. until a meteor, and I'm done for this, T-Row. It's going to take a meteor to blow this joint up, and we got to start it all over again for us to even think about getting real racial equality in this country. And that's my take.
Straight. Boo-boo, what you got to say about that boy carrying that assault rifle down the street in Kenosha, Wisconsin, peeling us off?
I'm very disappointed. I hurt because I have sons, I have son-in-laws, I have guys, black young men who I've coached. We are, you know, the show, all of us, if the world doesn't know, we are men of color. And it hurts because you think that you're really doing something, you individually, to make change. But as a whole, as a village, the pendulum hasn't moved. Not one bit. And I said this in March, and I'm going to say it again. The only way it's going to be changed if we get every nationality on a panel and we tear up the old Constitution because it was made by slave owners and guys who are on the dollar bills. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
All the money we spend.
No. I don't want to interrupt you. We do not interrupt during our takes. No, Boogie. It is instilled in their way of living from their great 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 grandparents. You see, it's just instilled in it. It goes to the when we wasn't slaves, when they portrayed us as these black faces with big lips, and you know what I'm saying? The media, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
In order
for it to change, we have to tear those papers up that they great grandfathers written. We got to.
That's just where it's just written. We got to change the way of thinking. We got to change the way of our everyday lives. Just because it's on paper, they could tear it up right now, boo. That don't mean that they gonna follow. That don't mean that that's everything. No. I mean, that's a start. You got to start somewhere.
Listen, if that's changed, you can't go up. A policeman can't go up to no young kid and kill him. That goes into the new laws and the new constitution. That's what I'm saying. It starts there. You got to tear that up. You got to.
It ain't no constitution. It's a constitution right now. I apologize. And Derek Chauvin did it, and he gonna go to jail for life. Well, my point is that's not gonna change their way of thinking. They don't care about. I mean, you know what? Them crazy, them white folks that don't. They're really all about white power and white privilege. They don't care about no going to jail. They don't care. They care about their cause.
Yeah. But OG the Buck, I get where you're coming from, but understand this: it has to be changed on paper first. You're not going to be able to change the way a lot of people feel, the way a lot of people act. You know, the dude that was in Wisconsin running with his assault rifle, he has no love for colored people. He's out for one mission, taking y'all out. Y'all down
that,
here want to I'm taking you out myself. I don't need
and he knew that. He knew the consequences going. Behind that, right, T-Ro? He knew
he
the consequences behind that, but did he
care?
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, man.
But you
guess
gotta
what?
Change the way of
it's
thinking.
Law.
He's 17 years old. He's been raised
exactly.
Like that.
If you change the law, 10-year-old coming up, he's gonna be like, man, I ain't doing that. I can go, man, listen. I'm not, it's written. See, it ain't gonna happen for these 17-year-olds now. OG the Buck. But I'm just saying the only way things are going to change is like my man Nas would say, as it was written. Street! Give us a call, 515-605-9370. I'm your host, L Boogie Man. I got the drinking team with me. We hot. We wilding out. OG the Buck.
Ain't no change going to come.
T-Roll. N-I-A-C-E. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
They got their foot
tell
on our neck.
A whole lot of girlfriends.
Bang, bang. It's been a long
time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me no. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able.
If the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a strict perspective. We in the building, baby. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got Styles of God, T Row, ICE, and OG the Buck. And shout out to T Row, man, and the wifey, Mrs. T Row, 19 years of marriage, man. Happy anniversary.
Street Happy anniversary. Night,
September the 2nd, baby. Whoa!
19 years. You doing something right, sir. Keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Man. And on that
better,
note.
Trying to make 20 and better.
And guys wish they can do that in the NFL because we know what that stands for, not for long. And on that note, a lot of guys got cut. They got divorced. You know what I mean? Leonard Fournette. You know what I mean? Mohamed Sanu. Gerald McCoy got cut. Thomas. So I'm going to go with you first, Styles, the guy. You know, where do you see those guys landing? If they do, either before the season, fifth game, who do you think, what team you think that those guys may land when you can say you heard it in the streets first?
Man, I think Leonard Fournette is going to end up in Tampa, man. They need some running game out there. They got LeSean McCoy out there, but he's a little old. They need a little ground and pound. They can share some charities. They can get a little three-back thing going on in Tampa. So I think we're going to end up seeing Leonard Fournette sign with Tom Brady out there in Tampa. I also think Earl Thomas is going to end up in Tampa. I think Earl Thomas is going to end up in Tampa, man, and he's going to ride that wave with the old man Tom Brady on out. And if Earl Thomas don't go to Tampa, he's going to go to Pittsburgh, man. Pittsburgh is going to be the other team with Mike Tomlin. We all know how Pittsburgh do their contract situation, so – you know, he'll end up in Pittsburgh out there, man, with one of those playing for his life contracts. Mohamed Sanu got cut from the New England Patriots, man. That's my team. I don't know what we doing out there as far as wide receivers. We got N'Keal Harry, man, that we drafted, but I don't see where we going with this. So I'm just going to sit back and relax and hopefully Bill Belichick got some – up his sleeve, man. But yeah, well, it's tough out there in the NFL right now, not for long. But yeah, you heard it first here, man. Earl Thomas and Leonard Fournette to Tampa. If not Tampa for Earl, the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's it.
Straight
T. Rizzy.
That was super nasty. Cause I didn't even like any of that. I mean,
ooh, it had some fuck on that.
Style. Cause you know Bill Belichick go get one. I don't give a damn what's going on. He gonna find a way to get one of them. It wouldn't surprise me if he found a way to get Earl Thomas, even though y'all got a nice little defense. But here's what I'm gonna say. I think Leonard Fournette is gonna come out of the AFC and decide to try the NFC. I don't know which particular team as of yet. I would really love to see him out here on the West Coast with the Arizona Cardinals or maybe go to the Rams. I mean, I just look at their conference. They have a lot of good things going off, but the NFC West really hadn't had a running game in a long time. You know what I'm saying? Since Marshawn Lynch left Seattle. But I'm just saying, that's just me. For my dude, Earl Thomas, I really want him to come to the Cowboys. He's been talking about that the last, what, 2-3 years? And he just so happened to stay, and then he got hurt in Dallas. He wanted to throw up the finger to us, throw up the bird, tell us to go screw ourselves. And, of course, that kind of leaned to the left. But I don't know, but I'll still take him. I will, because we need some of that on our defensive end. And for Gerald McCoy, he ain't going back to Tampa. He may stay up in the NFC. These dudes are a little weird right now. Everybody, you don't know if they really want their money or if they'll go somewhere to take less pay. And I know Leonard Fournette ain't taking less pay because this is his final year of his rookie deal. So he ain't taking less money. He's going somewhere where he can get his bread. So I don't see him going to Tampa, to be honest with you. Because you know who's making the bread in Tampa. That's just real. Come on, man. But I think Bill Belichick, he'll have one. I don't know which one, but he's going to have somebody over there. So, Sanu, if you want to come to the Cowboys and put your name on the wide receiver list with Coop, we'll definitely take it because I don't know any other receiver besides Coop on my team. I know number 13, but I don't know his name.
I got C.D. Lamb.
You know about the guy y'all just drafted?
Oh,
he got Michael Irvin number?
Yeah.
Oh, he must have forgot about old C.D.
We just drafted C.D. I haven't seen him on the big stage yet.
That's true. I've seen what he did on the college level.
He played with McKinfolk over there in Oklahoma. So I haven't really counted him yet because he hasn't really
caught a ball yet.
Done anything yet. On this level, okay? So as far as everything else goes, I'm just saying, Sanu would fit in even with that wide receiver crew with CeeDee Lamb and Coop. So I'll take it. I mean, I know it ain't going to happen. I'm just begging and pleading, man. Please, take a pay cut. Come to the – be a star for once in your life. Player?
OG the
buck. These boys getting cut? Somebody getting paid or somebody getting snubbed on that check.
Let's go to OG the Buck first. OG the Buck, man. Where you see these guys landed?
Oh, man. I'll make it quick, man. Fournette, I don't know, T-Ro. Let me just say one thing about Fournette. You saying that he ain't going to take less money. I think the complete opposite. He almost forced to take less money because they tried to trade him. Nobody wanted to trade him. Nobody wanted to touch him. So they wound up just having to cut him. You got to understand, like, Leonard Fournette just got cut because nobody wanted him. So that means nobody is going to want to pay him. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to have to play his way back into this thing for whatever he was doing. I don't live in Florida. I don't know what's going on down there. But he done did some work. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I say with the Fournette, he's up for grabs, man, you know, and the reason why I say that, because that's the kind of thing that my Steelers, these are the kind of guys that my Steelers go off. Nobody don't want no money. You ain't coming here with no high expectations. You're going to sit behind our starter, you know what I'm saying, because you trying to fight your way back in. You mess it up over here, and you really out the league after we cut you. So I think my Steelers should grab him. Earl Thomas, I we talked about it in the production meeting before we talked about it, before we got on the show air today. So I ain't going to, like, I want extra credit, but it almost seems mathematically that the Browns might want to give him a shot, man, because, you guys were saying one of their safeties got hurt. I thought it was from another team, and it still haven't came to me yet because somebody got hurt, but I can't remember who it was, and I was like, he might be a good fit. But Cleveland might be a good spot for him. The receiver, what was the receiver?
Sanu.
Very shocked that he got cut. I mean, what, he punched somebody in the face too?
Yep.
Or like I was saying
everybody
earlier,
man. Throwing punches. Everybody,
yeah, man. So
in practice.
Right, I don't know if he done played himself out the league, man. You know, I'm sure he can help Dallas. He can help, you know, the Steelers. I'm sure, you know, some teams. I don't want to just keep talking about my team. But I'm sure if the money is right and he, you know, willing to accept getting a little less money to try to, you know, get his thing back going, you know, he can round up anywhere, man. So, you know, that's pretty much my little roundup with the guys. I know we up against it, and that's my take.
Boo, let me ask you this. Leonard Fournette played running back at LSU, right?
Yes.
You think New Orleans will give him a chance? You think Sean Payton will throw him in the loop over there with Kamara? Them boys ain't bad. I'm just saying.
Well, I was thinking that, but they have another running back who has that kind of style, the boy Murray, who used to play with the Vikings. And I know Murray isn't
right.
Fournette, but they are working out a contract deal with Kamari as we speak. Where I see Sanu, where it could be helpful for it, rejuvenate him and help somebody out, two places, back to Cincinnati or to Washington with no logo. He can help those young receivers out
right now.
I know that's right, huh?
You know, ain't nobody going. Them boys down there freaking down there in Washington.
So I can see that. I can see Earl in Cleveland. And I can see Fournette playing with Adrian Peterson as well in Boston. I can see that. To help the young running back out. So That's me. Gerald McCoy, I just think he needs to get his assistant, his secretary, publicist to get it together to get the paperwork filed for retirement. So I don't think that he will be no longer in the league at this point. If he gets on, it would be somebody like Arizona or something like that. But I don't think that Gerald McCoy is going to play too much in the NFL anymore. You know what I mean? So it's the streets, man. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. Listen, if you missed the show, go back to blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. I'm your host, L Boogie, T Rose, Styles the God, ICE, and my man, Styles the God. Hey, listen, though, let me ask you this before we go to break. Shout out to John Thompson, man. When we come back, we're going to holler a little NBA, and we're going to talk a little John Thompson, man. Ooh, we, the legend, the myth, as we continue with the speeches talking. Hey, DB. DB.
Yes, sir.
OG the Buck. Let me ask
yes,
you this,
sir.
Too.
Let me ask you this too. Where Dame at right now?
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I hope we was gonna get through it though, but I knew that was coming. He in the driveway. He waiting on me. He out the bubble.
He needs a tackle box.
He waiting on me to come out.
Ooh. Oh man,
that was a good one. That was a good one.
That was a.
I still got my Clippers.
Hey man, what you gonna do, Styles a guy with no receiver, man? Y'all gonna be running the ball all
hey.
Day? This is street,
hey.
Man. Tell a friend,
hey.
To tell a friend,
hey.
To tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Let's go!
A whole bunch of girlfriends for your boy!
Wake up, 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 w That shit pop back up.
We back in the, building, baby.
My fault, world. We back in the building. Yeah, we on to the next one. NBA. It was a game 7 last night. Denver and the Utah Jazz. It wasn't what I expected, but Denver prevailed 80-78. And we're going to go around and talk about each game, man, and talk about some different hot topics. But let's start with you first, Styles of God. What do you think about game 7, Utah and the Nuggets? Was it what you expected? Was it a great game? And did the stars shine?
It was what I expected, because we can go back in the show. I've watched a lot of playoff NBA basketball, and I've said to you guys, Jamal Murray is a good basketball player. He was just a good player having a hot week. And what it looked like to me was a regular Jamal Murray. Game 7 was too big for him. It also was too big for Donovan Mitchell. Those guys are stars in the league, but they are not superstars. Game 7, to me, it looked like it was too big for both of them. I will give Donovan Mitchell a little bit of credit because he needs a little bit more help. But Jamal Murray is just a good player that had a hot week. And we about to see just exactly what I was saying. They about to get swept. They about to get swept. That's my take.
T-Roll.
Donovan Mitchell definitely looked like a...
You talking crazy. The boys just got in the bubble and got hot. Jamal Murray, come on, man. Don't sell him short like that. It was just great competition.
It was just great competition
between two great teams. The two players that were supposed to show up showed up. This is why we watch NBA, so we can see some dudes like this do the damn fool. I was happy to see one guy average 47 and another guy average 45. That didn't bother me at all. I want to see somebody do that. I really do. 300 points between two guys in 7 games? That's a lot of getting it in, man. That's a lot of getting it in. That's a lot.
The Clippers ain't having.
Hey, I'm gonna say this: if they not gonna get swept, if they couldn't sweep Dallas and they cheated the hell out of Dallas, Denver got nobody gonna punk the Joker. I'm gonna tell you that. Joker ain't to be punked. He already, you know, he too big, he too foreign.
They got the animal Montrezl Harrell. They
I
got
don't
the junkyard
damn,
dog
don't,
Patrick Beverly.
Man, listen. When I say Joker, I mean he ain't gonna do nothing to Joker. Millsap, he ain't gonna pump Millsap, okay? He not gonna do none of that to none of these guys. Okay? So let's just Millsap plays for Utah, my bad. But the other dude that played for Denver.
Plays for Denver?
Okay, well, then that's where I'm getting at. He ain't punking them, man. Okay? So just get that out your mind. You can have Montrezl Harrell. You can have whoever else you want over there. It ain't happening. Okay? So just get ready. I just hope Jamal Murray has enough, enough in that pistol to do what he was
remember
doing.
Remember the youngin said it. They gassed out. They gonna get swept. Remember the youngin said it.
The Nuggets will.
Foul. They couldn't sweep the Mavericks. How do you feel like they're gonna sweep Denver?
It's matchups, bro. It's matchups. Dallas had a different matchup, man.
We don't have any D whatsoever. No D. Everybody been calling us Alice before Steve Nash left. That was a long time ago, man. I want y'all to know something. Yes, we might be soft, but we got a lot of talent. It's just a lot of foreigners. I know that. You know what I'm saying? But come on, man. Them far is not about to sweep Denver. I like the Clippers. Don't get me wrong. I like a couple of players from the Clippers.
The matchup, man. Patrick Beverly ain't having that shit. Him and Paul George and Kawhi ain't having Murray go off like that. They don't got nobody else off the ball that can do what Murray do.
What do you think, OG the Buck?
No, I mean, I just like the debate, man. I'm just sitting back listening, you know. I know the Clippers going to win the series. But one thing I want to do is I want to give a little credit to Spider Mitchell, man. You know, Style said in his take that they didn't play like it was game seven. Yeah, they didn't up until second half. Because what I saw out of Donovan Mitchell that second half was definitely game seven playoff material. It's just sad that it came down to one shot and he wasn't playing that well in the first half. I think he had – I should have had the numbers, man. I'm rolling.
He finished with 22.
How many points?
He was 7 for 22.
How many points he had the first
half?
He had
22 points. I think he had 4 points in the first half.
That's my point. See what I'm saying? That go back to my take. If he would have balled like he did second half, and he had an amazing second half. I watched every second.
He
had an amazing second half.
He didn't have a major fourth quarter, though, OG. He had a good third quarter, but he didn't have a he had a good third quarter, but he had a poor fourth quarter. He turned the ball over 3 times in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah, well, he did. But they was down like 20, man, 15, 20. I won't say 20. I'll go by 20.
The NBA, down 20 in the NBA is only 5.
But he did it by himself. So maybe he gassed out. I know I saw him
Rudy Gobert brought him back. It was Rudy Gobert that
brought
him
back. No, Rudy Gobert was balling. Rudy Gobert was balling from the start.
Right, hold on, because we want to get to the next game, so – You know, finish your take, DB, and I'm going to go back to you, Styles, the guy about the Thunder in Houston. So finish your thought.
No, go ahead, Styles.
Quick,
my whole thing about that series was I just wanted to, you know, give Spider Mitchell his credit, man. That guy, he I saw a lot in him, you know what I'm saying? He left it on the court, I guess that Styles said fourth quarter. Or, I'm sorry, third quarter, but I thought he turned it on second half. But go ahead. Let's rock. Let's roll. Let's go.
Styles, the guy, STG. Who's winning tonight, Game 7, and how did you like CP3's performance in Game 6 to get us to this point?
I think from IQ standpoint, and just flat out hunger and showing that he wants it. I got OKC tonight. I got Dennis Schroeder going off for 30. I got Chris Paul going off for 24, 11, and 10, triple-double. And I got Gilgeous Alexander adding in a little 18 to help the OKC Thunder beat Golden State tonight. Because I think Russell Westbrook is going to mess the game up tonight. I really think Russell Westbrook is going to force, and the ball is going to be needing to be in James Harden's hand instead of his. And I think Houston Rockets is going to go down with Russell Westbrook doing what he do best, not advancing. That's my take.
T. Rizzy, real quick, who do you got and why? Thunder, Rockets.
Wow.
Game 7.
State of Texas. It don't matter. State of Texas is winning. Nobody ain't going for no damn Oklahoma. It's the state of Texas, whether it be Dallas, the 8th town, San Antonio. I'm going 8th town. I'm going with my boy Harden, 45. This boy, he about to put something in it tonight. And don't be surprised if Westbrook goes a little nuts tonight neither, because he has some crucial turnovers at the end of the game. That last game, so he gonna make up for that. I don't even think it's gonna be close, to be honest with you. But I got Houston tonight.
No. I'm gonna go to you, OG the Buck. And on that point, T-Row, OKC has a league leading 33 victories with 5 points or less this year. Now, their losses have came in blowouts, and their wins have come in close games. So that's leaving me to you, OG the Buck. Who you got tonight, Game 7, Thunder Rockets?
Man, let's keep it real, man. What is this game really about? Chris Paul playing with Houston last year and getting traded or getting whatever to Oklahoma City, where Westbrook was, and he goes to Houston. So you remember that? Let's go back to that. Now, we got Chris Paul. We got Westbrook. We got Game 7. Decided to move on. This game is to let that organization know, especially for Chris Paul, oh, y'all play me like that? That's what I'm looking at tonight. And with that being said, I want to pull for Chris Paul so bad. But fear the beard. Jay Harden ain't having it. Jay Harden ain't having it. I'm going with Houston, and that's my take.
Wow. Don't get it twisted, huh? So,
don't
going with
get
the
it
Rockets.
Twist.
Houston, we have a problem.
James Harden might be looking just like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant at the end of the Western Conference Finals, he going to be looking just like Kevin Durant. My bad. Go ahead, Pop. My bad.
No, I'm just...
Y'all on that boost. I'm telling you, man. What happened tonight?
Because Russell Westbrook is an accident waiting to happen. And I know we take that cliche from Stephen A. Smith for the Dallas Cowboys, but that's for Russell Westbrook. I mean, he can be looking so smooth and so great, and then he does something bonehead and just messes the game up just because he wants to prove a point. Tell you what, James Harden, like OG the Buck said, yeah, you better fear the beer because tonight his legacy is on the line. He's former MVP, and out of those three stars, he is the superstar right now. He's on a wave. So he has to prove that he is one of the top best players in the league. James Harden does have to win tonight. He has to. The Thunder has nothing to lose and everything to gain.
He's going to have to answer them Allen Iverson questions if he do lose. He's going to have to answer them Allen Iverson questions if he lose. I'll tell you that.
Man. And listen to this, guys. So we know what's on with that situation. Let's go to the East and talk about the Milwaukee Bucks are down 1-0 right now as we speak. And we're near the end of the show, but they're down right now at halftime. It just went to half, and they're down. So I'm going to go with you first, Styles of God. Is this a must-win for the Bucks tonight?
This is a must-win for the Bucks. Tonight, Giannis Antetokounmpo is getting a wall put up on him from Iguodala and Jay Crowder and Adebayo. I've been watching the game the whole show. Antetokounmpo is 3 out of 7. He got 10 points. Middleton is 4 for 8. He got 11. Eric Bledsoe is playing pretty good. He got 14. But let me tell you, if you're relying on Eric Bledsoe and Black and Mild to get you there, it ain't going to happen. Miami, they play great, great offense, man. They play together. They believe in a system. And when you believe in a system, man, you go very far. When you believe in a coach, your boys, your system, you go far, man. When you know who's going to have the ball in their hand at the end of the games, you go far. I got the Heat and 5.
What?
Wow. They're only down 6 points at halftime, world, 60-66. But Styles of God have Miami knocking off the Bucks in the semis, 4-1. T-Row, are you agreeing with Styles of God? Will they get dominated 4-1? Will they lose the series? Or will they prevail and win?
I don't know if y'all was listening to me on Saturday, but I told you, Toronto ain't going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. And I told you my surprise pick was going to be the Miami Heat boys. I'm not playing. I don't know if it's going to be 5 games, but if they lose tonight, yeah, Milwaukee ain't going to make it too far. And then guess what's going to happen? That boy, the Greek Freak, he going to be on that. Yeah, he going to be in Miami. He going to be really chilling. He ain't going to be in Milwaukee no more. I'm just saying. So, I really have Miami winning this series, too. Like I said, I got Miami going to the NBA Finals, man. They sleeping on that boy, Jimmy Butler. They sleeping on Adebayo. I mean, man, they got – Miami has a nice, legit squad, man. And it took me a minute to recognize it. But since this bubble been jumping off, Miami has been a problem for some teams. Remember, they the only team that done beat Milwaukee handily all the times that they done played them so far. So, yeah, just wait. They lose tonight, Milwaukee. Ooh, wait. I hope you got something left.
OG the Buck, if Milwaukee loses tonight, do they still win this series, or do you think it's a wrap? Or is it a must-win tonight? Can they go down 0-2 and still win the series?
This is the NBA, the NBA playoffs. We've all seen teams go down 0-2. Let's not get all head over heels if the Bucks lose tonight. Teams have played back from 0-2 and won a series. Does it put pressure on the Bucks if they lose? Yeah, put a little pressure on them. Giannis going to be forced to do his thing. Got to give credit to T-Row. T-Row, D-A-Row of Miami as his dark horse on the East. I think I have Philly and, you know, the other dream team had their guys. If this series don't play out like it should, and I know it would. I mean, you know, we talking about Milwaukee, man. We talking about the Bucks. You know, I don't smoke Miles. I don't like Middletons. And I think Styles said he 11 points. I told you, don't ride with them guys, man. Don't ride with Middleton. Don't do the blacks. Giannis got to come on. He got to come on, man. You know what I mean? It go through him. Once he get the rock and everybody get da-da-da-da, it's going to go down. They go down 0-2. Ain't going to be no big deal. If they lose, come down 2 games, it's going to be tough. I can't wait till we talk Saturday. And that's my take.
The tough thing about the Milwaukee Bucks is they lost Brogdon. They let Brogdon go in free agency. I think that hurt plugged in to their rotation and running that three-guard offense with him, Bledsoe, and Middleton. And it really put pressure on the defense with penetration and knocked down some shots. That being said, can't go down 0-2. We saw Denver do it. They were down 3-1, came back 1-3 straight. So, plus, you don't have to go anywhere but on a bus ride. Everybody's playing at the same place. There is no home court advantage. So, I mean, I think if they go down 0-2, it'll be tough. But if they go down 0-2 and Giannis doesn't get off, look for Giannis to put a for sale sign in his yard because he's going to jump free agency. He's going to play it off like Ryan. If he doesn't get there, I'm telling you.
His brother's in L.A.
Oh, no, he won't go to it could be possible, but I don't know if he'll go to L.A.
He can't. He can't go to L.A. It's too cost too much, and it's going to cost too much to pay him.
Right. Last game, and they played last night, Toronto-Boston. Marcus Smart is put in the starting lineup because of the injury to Gordon Hayward. Man, he went off. Have 13 points in 4 minutes. Kemba Walker made a crucial bucket down the stretch, and we know what Tatum is. They're up 2-0. Is the Raptors in trouble? And I'm going to tell you guys this last night, too. Fred VanVleet and Kyle Lowry, they went 13 for 33. I just wanted to throw that out there. So I'm going to go to you this time first, T-Row. What do you think? Is the Raptors in trouble? Even though they're down 2-0, yes, we discussed about the Bucks in Miami, you know, and these are the defending champions. So will they still conquer and make this a series?
It's over. Boston of the 60s, Boston of the 70s, Boston of the 80s and 90s and the 2000s. When it's time to close out, they're going to close your ass out. That is one thing that ain't never changed about the Boston Celtics. So, Toronto, your ass is in trouble. Yeah, y'all might have been one of those teams with a one-hit wonder. You won a championship, Kawhi left, and now you look confused as you did before he got there. So, my thing is, it's over for Toronto. I'll give it to Boston. Boston look like they are. And I'm going to be honest with you, boo. Marcus Smart is the difference in this round so far, because what he did the other night was ridiculous too. I mean, the boy, he didn't have no points going into the fourth quarter, maybe 6 or 8, and he ended up with 19. So I'm just saying, Marcus Smart might be the difference in this year round of the playoffs going into the final for the Eastern Conference. But yeah, Toronto, it was good seeing y'all. Some of y'all need to go get a haircut.
God, is it over for Toronto, or do they have a puncher's chance?
Man, my man, me and you were shooting the 1-2 on this last night, man, and I kind of gave you the little inside scoop on how I felt about the situation. Boston's got 4, 5 to 30-point scorers, man, right now in their lineup. And if when the boy Gordon come back, they're going to have 5. They got 4, possible 5 guys that can give you 30. So if 2 of those guys are off, that means you got 2 other guys you still got to deal with that's going to give you 30. So no matter how you look at it, Boston going to be in the game at the end of the game. And Kemba Walker and Jason Tatum, them two boys, I'll bet a couple of dollars on them two boys closing games out this year. They looking good. But I got Boston, man, because of the simple fact that those guys, man, they got 4 guys that can give 30. Toronto, they got little guards. They real little, man. These guys in Boston, they're 6'5", 6'7", 6'8", 6'6", 6'8", 6'9". Like, these guards ain't little. They out there playing. Kemba, the smallest one out there, but for his littleness, man, he make up for it with big shot, shiftiness, experience. But, man, besides Kemba, they're huge at the guard position. They're huge. And Toronto's getting swallowed by it. Siakam's not enough. I don't know if we don't got enough of a shooting game. Lowry and Van Fleet, they're too little. They're shooting. They shoot. That's why they shot 13 for 33, because they're shooting over top of 6'8", 6'9", coming out at their shot. It's over for them in 5. I'll give them 1 game because they're the champs. I ain't going to disrespect them, but it's over for them in 5. Boston going to close their ass out like Rose said. That's my take.
OG the Buck, what do you think?
Oh, man, I can give you my take in 10 seconds. I can hit you with the Jeopardy thing. Don't get it twisted, bruh. Toronto don't have a chance. You know what I mean? I mean, let's just be honest, man. Boston, they coming out there with a full clip. You know, a lot of guys, my team was hurt, man. Been my guy Simmons, man. Ah, man, he got hurt. And then I think Embiid wind up getting, you know what I'm saying, with the, you know, you need guys healthy. Those guys are healthy down there. I mean, they missing the one kid, the Hayward kid, the Gordon kid. I mean, you know what I mean? But they're fine for Toronto. You know what I mean? And it depends on who wins that Bucks-Miami to determine how they're going to match up in that round. You know what I mean? So, you know, I go with Boston in that series. Toronto, they don't have a chance. And that's my take.
Hey, Boo, before you say something, I ain't going to say Toronto is just completely done. You know the champs don't fight. But when you the champs, you got to play even harder, man. People are shooting at you to be the ones to say, we knocked them all. So Toronto just looks like, yeah.
Are they really the champs without Kawhi Leonard?
They look the same without Kawhi Leonard before he came, dog. That's what Toronto – they needed one piece. Kawhi came, took him over the hump, and then he left. They about to do the Clippers the same way. They one piece away from breaking NBA, breaking that little boot, you know, that little clamp they got on, you know, with the NBA history, because the Clippers ain't nothing as long as the Lakers are in town. And so that's just the way it is until they're able to break that little, you know what I'm saying, since the NBA started. Until Kawhi does it. Then we're going to find out. But until then, we're going to see.
Boston, like I said, they were my dark horse. I'm still going to say this. Whoever wins that series is coming out the East between Toronto and Milwaukee. But Pascal Siakam now understands what it means to be an all-star and to be a star. The difference between a superstar and an all-star. Because right now, when you're an all-star, so they're going to treat you that way. And in the playoffs, you have to turn into a superstar. He hasn't shown that so far. So Lowry is doing his best. Van Vliet is doing his best. Poor Marc Gasol. The game is passing him by. So the young kid Williams came off the bench and went 5 for 5 early. For Boston, the rookie from Texas A&M. But Ibaka is playing well, but like we said, Boston has too many guys that can go for 30 to 35 at either time. You know, I really can't see Toronto winning the series, but like Styles, the guy said, I can't see them winning a game. You know, a game.
A game. You know,
so
I will say this though.
Man.
I want to show some love to that boy Williams from Texas A&M. That dude, say man, if you want to stay in the NBA, you hustle and you play defense like my dude, like that. That boy been blocking shots. I'm like, who is this kid? He just come out of nowhere.
Man, Miami up 10 on Milwaukee right now. Man, they got 7 players with 7 points or more on their team right now. And Jimmy Buckets is taking the challenge on to say he's being Antetokounmpo all night tonight. Milwaukee gets
the streets is talking.
Babe.
It's the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. Styles the God. T-Row, ICE. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. We in the building, baby. Tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. When we come back, the big dummy of the day. Street.
Where did these niggas be at when they say they doing all this and all that? Beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that nigga's songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Shawty come sit on my lap. Hey, they saying Drizzy just snap. Just in between us is not like a store. This isn't a closable gap. Hey, I see some niggas attack and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last. Damn, baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half, but she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not pet that little boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rap. We in a and the money's hard to make, so I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last. Damn, baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? When he tell a story, that's not how it went. No, they be lying 100%. Moved out of the rinse and forgot about the bend. Now they just call me to tell me come get it. Now that boy off and I don't want no credit. If it was me, they wouldn't regret it. Let me be dead and now they won't dead it. Yeah. Heart is still beating, my niggas still eating. Backyard it look like the garden eating. Pillow talk with him, spilling the tea. And then Shawty came back and said she didn't mean it. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last. Damn, baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where do these niggas be at when they say they doing all this and all that?
It's the streets, it's talk, it's sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got T-Bone, Styles the God, ICE, OG the Buck. We come to you Wednesdays, 7 p.m., and Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Once again, happy anniversary, T-Row. Shout out to the legend, old Big John Thompson. And before we get out of here, man, you're... Quick, real quick, let's go around the horn. Everybody got 30 seconds. I'm going to start with you first, OG the Buck. Just off the top of your head, when you think of John Thompson, what do you think of?
Man, I need more than 30 seconds, man. You done went. You ain't even put us in the queue. You ain't even set us up. John Thompson? Man, I just remember the Syracuse days, man, and I remember even going off on the one coach from UMass. You know, I just remember the guys that he helped, that he mentored, that look up to him as a dad, the Iversons, the Mornings, and the Apache Ewings, man. You know, I was cold how you threw that in there, man. But, you know, I love that you did, because John Thompson has made an impression on me in my life. You know, I was a young kid during that era. I'm oldest cat on the board, on the dream team. I'm sorry, Ice a little older than me. I take that back. But I grew up during that era, man. You know what I'm saying? The college team with the big, you know, with Michigan, with the, you know, everybody wore the Georgetown. You know what I'm saying? I know I took over 30 seconds, man. I was John Thompson,
no,
man.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Living legend, man.
Go ahead. Take your time.
Living legend, man. I'm sorry, not living anymore. He's just a legend, man. And love you, Big John, man. And with the towel over the shoulder, man. You know, love you, man. May you rest in peace.
Styles of God. You're from that area, UConn versus Georgetown. John Thompson to you.
Man, we talk about BLM. Man, we you know, he matters. He's a black life that matters because he brought freedom. He brought a dream. He brought hope. He brought it to reality for the ghetto community, for the kids that were suffering. He gave them light, you know, like time after time after time. Just this man, I can go on and on about John Thompson. Like OG said, man, he's legendary. His life matters, man, to me and hopefully to every black athlete and black man just across the board, man, just the whole minority society, man. Like, hopefully they feel the same way I feel, man. John Thompson he the man, man. That's all I'm going to say. Legend for real. Never forgotten. His life matters.
Streets, T. Rizzy, John Thompson, to you.
Besides Michigan and the Fab Five and playing with you, Boo, the only other team I probably ever really wanted to go play for was the Georgetown Hoyas back in the day. That's when a boy was coming up, University of Houston. John Thompson, one thing I did not know about, number one, he went by the Big Eight. I didn't know that. I would have always called him the Big Eight. You dig? But graduating 75 of 77 players that decided to stay 4 years in college. Who does that?
Nice.
Washington, D.C., and beyond. Who does that? I don't know. You just find a coach that can do that. First black coach to win a national title of any kind. Put that on your board. Big H, I love you, baby. Like them boys say, you saved a lot of lives, but Allen Iverson, thank God you saved it, boy, because it wouldn't be no AI without you. I appreciate you, baby.
Streets! I'm going to end it with this. You know, we come up in that era, and I'm going to be real honest with you guys and the world. When I got that letter from John Thompson, handwritten, in my mind, I just said, dang, man, I made it. I hit the pinnacle. When John Thompson sent me that, you know, you get letters, but I got a letter from Georgetown, okay. But when I got that handwritten one, from John, I thought I arrived. And one last thing about John Thompson, in his office, he had a deflated basketball, and he always told his players, the air is going to come out the ball one day. So what you going to do when the air come out?
Right.
Deflated, and he had it, in a glass can on his desk. You know, so that's the John Thompson.
Wow,
that
I didn't even know that. I'm gonna always remember that.
Yeah.
When you get that
so
letter, when you get one of them letters, boy, it make you feel some kind of way. Like Boo said, make it feel like he had arrived. You know what I'm saying? It's only a couple of coaches that can write you something, man, that'll move you. And Dale Brown, Coach Dale Brown from LSU, I appreciate you for my first letter too, player. That was dope.
So I want to say that to John Thompson, man, and he is a legend. The lives that he saved, and you know, when you see John, and also he inspired me. I saw him. I said, "Damn, hopefully one day, if I don't play basketball, I can be the next John Thompson as a coach." You know what I mean? So shout out to old John, man. Shout out to John. And it's Wild Out Wednesday, guys. And I know y'all going to like this one. You know, OG the Buck usually runs the board. But L Boogie ran the board today. And we had a little pause in the show because of me. So for today, September 2nd, 2020, myself, L Boogie.
You are the truth.
King Johnny of the day.
You definitely are.
You ain't gonna Big Johnny out of Lynn, are you?
You feel it, that shit. You the illustrator.
I'm gonna give you a pass. I'm gonna give your ass a pass. Happy Labor Day, boys.
Yeah, man.
I'm you definitely get it, bud.
You get a pass.
The first
man.
One.
You get a pass on that one.
Hell no, he don't get no pass. Oh, it's the anniversary. Don't put the anniversary in that dummy. Come on, man. That ain't even the same world.
He was trying to be grown, OG. So.
I don't know what he was doing, man.
On that note, it's time to get out of here. We done ran out of change at our new parking spot. We'll be back, though, Saturday, 10 a.m. Well, Styles of God, we got some shout-outs before we get out of here, man.
Yeah, man, big shout-out to everybody on the show today, man. The whole team, man, we had a great show today. Big shout out to my daughter, Solar. She here. She's in the world. She's taking over.
King Rizzy, happy anniversary. You got any shout outs? I already know where this going.
Man, you know where it's going. It's all going to the white, man. 19 years, man, my baby. Leanne Hutchins, girl, I love you. Don't think nothing different. You know what I'm saying? my boy Blue. I've been riding around with Blue the whole show. We just been riding. We just been to the stop house and everything. So y'all know what time it is. Celebrate. Love y'all, man. Be careful. Labor Day holiday. Enjoy your 3-day weekend. Everybody who ain't registered to vote, take your ass up there or get online and start registering to vote. We ain't got much time. Dream Team, you know I love you. You know I love you. Sola, welcome to the world, baby girl. Yes, sir. Hey, but
people, my niggas like you. Hold to the pun. I got keys coming from
overseas. Call the brother 200 G's. Man, I love y'all, man. Man, I appreciate y'all. My shout out go out to all the callers, man. Boogie did mess it up, man. Thanks for riding with us, though, man. Remember to do the new time. Saturday, 10 a.m. Wednesday. Remember the time. 7 o'clock Wednesday. I want to shout out all the callers like I do all the time. I want to shout out my man T-Ro, his wife, 19 years. Bruh, keep it moving. Keep it pushing, man. It's like my man Boogie said, keep inspiring me, bro. That's what's up, man. I want to shout out the BLM, the Black Lives Movement. Man, the man Trump went to Wisconsin, didn't say Jacob Blake's name. Let me say it for you, Trump. Jacob Blake Jr. Remember that name, Joe. Jacob Blake Jr. I want to start out the Dream Team. My God. STG. ICE. My man T-Roll, 19 years in with his wife. My best friend Boogie.
I need the whole world to picture me rolling. I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets
on the
phone.
Man, I wanna give it. Man, first of all, I wanna shout you out, Ro, man. You and Leanne Hudgens, I'ma go ahead and say it. Shout out to y'all first, man. 19 years in. You know what I mean? Shout out to my newborn grandchild, Solar. Keep rolling, man. We in the building. As usual. Shout out to all the essential workers, man. I want to give a shout out, man, to all my students who listening today. You got extra credit. Street. Hey, man. I want to get. Hey, don't forget, Wednesday, 7 p.m., Saturdays, 10 a.m., blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. Keep inspiring us, world, and don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
We love you, Solar.
To tell a whole lot of girls.
We love you, me.
Fuck your girlfriend. Yeah! Love you, Dream D. I'll see you Saturday morning. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
Streets!